Wirklich Tenuket zu Schulchanaruch Simon Kufchov Tess, Sifchov Geshert and Bersa Knesses. As we leave the shul on Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Lech of Shuva Venachas, we should go out in calm, pleasant way, Samech Vitavlech, satisfied with Bitochen, confident, Kisham Hashem Bekot Tfilosenu, Uskiyosenu Barach Makarish Barker heard at Tfilos. At Kis with wonderful Rachmanis, Vaichum Vishais Kiyar Hashem Atoiva, and we eat and drink as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us. Mekom Makim, still one should be careful, Yizhar Shalalach Al-Gachil Gasa, not to overeat on Rosh Hashanah, with the Hey Yiras Hashem Alponov. It should be a day of Yerushmayim, even though on Yontif one may not fast, on Rosh Hashanah, the halach is you can fast certainly till Chatzos. V'yesh, V'yesh, Lulma Torah al Shulchan, one should learn on the Shulchan on Rosh Hashanah, Lach Berech Samazen after benching and Lishan, one should not go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, Al Hochan, Beis HaKnesses, we go to Shul, Vermin, Tehillim, B'tzibah, Tefillas Mincha, we say Tehillim until Mincha, V'ach, Misha, Rosh, Yekovar Alav, one who doesn't feel so well, Yochal, Lishan, Mad, Kodim, Shalach, Beis HaKnesses, could take a short nap before it goes to shul. This is all based on the Arizal. And the Arizal was more lenient regarding taking a nap on the second day. He said after Chatzai, certainly you could take a nap. Sif Chav Aleph, Lachat Filz Mincha Olchem Lanor. After Mincha, we go to the river. Liskos Chus Akeda. It reminds us of the Akeda. The Yisra B'Medrash, Ksholach Avram Avinu Yitzchak B'Nagla Akeda. When Avram Avinu took Yitzchak to the Akeda, Osa Sotoin, as Atzma Kmaya Nal Akvoi, the Satan disguised himself like the river to prevent him from going. Vav Avram Avinu Ola Shalom Benar at Savarai, and Avram Avinu went through the river up to his neck. Vama, and he said the Pasuk, Hashienu Elakim Kivo Maim Ed Nofesh. Vajesh Tam Nesha Mamlich Mayoim as Kodesh Baruch Aleinu. This is the day where we appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the king over us. They normally would anoint the king near the river. Liram is as a simon that their monarchy should continue. It's good that the river should be outside of the city. V'yesh beidogim, a place where there are fish. L'zeich, again, as a reminder, sha'onu mishulam kedogim chayim alalu, that we are like the fish. Shenachazim of Tzuda, they get caught. Kach anon nachazim of Tzudas hamoros vadin, were caught up in life and in death. Mekoich tach nahar yois b'tshuva, and that causes us to do tshuva. Oy tam v'simish leitish b'an ayin hara, it's a way to remember that the ayin hara should not have any influence over us. K'may bedogim, like the ayin hara doesn't have influence over fish. V'nifra v'nir b'kedogim, we should multiply like the fish. V'yesh ematam, why do we say tashlich by the river with our fish? Kledogim en gvinim, fish don't have eyelids. They name tamid psuchas, their eyes are constantly open. Kedelis har, ena p'kicha delela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep on supervising us. V'mein shamnar, if there's no river, yesh beidogim, at least there are fish. Ha'elcham nach'ar, then if there is no river with fish, then we should go to a different river, or a bear, or to a well. V'amar ha'psukim mikel kamaych v'chulu, k'kosu b'sidurim seyde tashlich, like the seyde tashlich is printed in the sidurim. U'minarim shule v'godim, after we finish tashlich, we take off the side of our clothing. V'ula remez ba'alma, it serves as a remez. Litein leiv l'hashlich sechatoim, to pay attention, to throw away our sins. That from today on, we're going to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyibgodav levonav nekim kolcheit, that we should be white and clean from any averis. M'chal yom rishon b'shabbos, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, hochem yom sheni, we go on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And many places have the minig now, they go the day before Erev Yom Kippur, which the day we say the Slichas of Shlosh Esrei Midas. L'achas shechayzno beis haknesses, after we come back to shul, but dying like he is man arvis, and it's yet myriv time, yizhar mechevris mereim, be careful not to sit around schmoozing, shloyovach hashashonot dvarim betalim, that we shouldn't spend our day of Rosh Hashanah wasting time. Achyasik b'tayra b'tilim, we shall learn Torah or say tilim, or b'sifri musar, k'kodesh hayom l'adonenu, to realize and recognize the holiness of this day. Sif gimel shnei yom tam shosh Hashanah, k'yom echer orachen chshuvim. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah halachically are considered like one long day. The kedusha achasahein, and they're really one long kedushin. Kedusha. Okay, nechla kapayskim, in levarach b'leil sheni b'kiddush, the question is, by the second night of Yonta by Kiddush, we came by Adlokas Neiris, or when a woman lights the candles, we came with Kishel Yom Shani, and then when we blow the shofar on the second day of Shoshana, the question is, do we say Shechianu or Loi? Kiyeshem Rekivin Kedusha Achasein, since the halach is that they're considered like one long day, Ukvabirch Shechianu Barishin, if you already made a Shechianu on the first day, we shouldn't make a shechion on the second day. That's why the minig is that by kiddush on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, we put on the table a new fruit that hasn't been eaten that year. That the shechionu that we're making by kiddush should be on that fruit. Or should put on a new garment. If someone doesn't have a new fruit, or doesn't have a new garment, it's still, we should say the Shechionu. We really follow the opinion that says that we should say Shechionu under all circumstances on the second night and second day of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we say Shechionu B'Kiddush. When the woman lights candles on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, if she's going to make a shechionu when she's lighting those candles, if at all possible she should put on a new garment, or have on the table this new fruit, the shechionu should be also al zeh. However, if she doesn't have it, and she still say shechionu the second night. We're going to say Shechianu by Kiddush with the new fruit on the table. It's appropriate that we should make the bracha on that fruit, the eighth, not say the Shechianu again. We already said Shechianu by Kiddush. So her eighth, we should say immediately after Kiddush on that new fruit. And similarly, the woman who's lighting the candles on the second night of Rosh Hashanah should light them right before Kiddush. Light the candles, make the Shechianu, hear the Kiddush, and again, not make a Shechianu again, but make the Bar Priya Eitz before we wash our hands for the Challah. And if there are any fruit is being served during the meal, we don't make another Priya Eitz. That Eitz that was made at the beginning will cover that fruit. The Kenneth Kebi Yom Sheni, the person is about to kay on the second day. Im efshe yesh le'libo be'gad chadish, he too should put on a new garment before blowing the shofar. M'chal yom rishin b'shabbos, but if the first day of Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, so we didn't blow the shofar, ein atzarech, then there's no need for this. The ha adayin le'brich shechiyonu al shofar, we didn't have shechiyonu on the shofar on the first day. First day was Shabbos, there was no shechiyonu. This is the minig of the Ashkenazim. The minig of the Sfardim is that they don't make a Shechianu before Tkiyah Shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, if a Sfardi is davening by a minig of Ashkenazim who do make a Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he should not say Amen after that bracha, because that Amen would be a Hefsik, because it's a bracha that according to him should not be said. And the Amen therefore represents a hefsek. Just hear the bracha and don't say Amen and then hear Tekiah Shofar if you're a Sfardi in an Ashkenazi minyan on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.